Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one of my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Skip Weissman. Skip is a workplace communication expert. Skip, you want to give us your website, please?
It's www.yourchampionshipcompany.com.
All right, so check it out. What do they find when they get there, Skip?
They will actually have an opportunity to download a free report called The Missing Ingredient to Improving Employee Performance, and they'll see some videos of some trainings I've done and also some speaking that I do at conferences.
Right. So check that out, folks. Say it again.
It's yourchampionshipcompany.com,
right.
And it's a play on my baseball background.
When's your new book coming out?
It'll be out probably before the by the end of the year.
All right. Well, let us know when it comes out. We'll launch it on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks.
So, okay. So in the last segment, we ended it by we were talking about dealing with employees, talking to employees in a way that opens up communication, that improves communication, that makes the engagement. Improves engagement and makes the company more successful. And you said that one of those elements is being candid and direct when you're evaluating, when you're maybe correcting, when you're disciplining, perhaps disciplining, when you're informing, when you're bringing an employee up to standards, up to certain performance standards, to be candid and direct with them. Talk to us about some of the different ways that can go. It can go to disrespect. It can be misunderstood. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it goes back to the very beginning of the relationship. As I said, if you're candid and direct and you're specific on the front end of the relationship and you set expectations really well, it makes it a lot more easier, Jim, along the way. Right?
Right.
And so that's really where I think the ball gets dropped, to use a sports analogy again, because we don't do it on the front end well enough, and then the horses are out of the barn, and we're trying to reel it back in, and that's where people feel disrespected, or they feel like they were thrown under the bus or undermined, because, well, you didn't give me what I needed to be successful at the beginning, and now you're telling me I'm doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it a very contentious conversation. And so, you know, my whole thing is you got to be clear and direct and candid and specific on the front end, and it sets everybody up for success,
one
and it creates a relationship.
One of the things that I tell new people who come to work for me is this. I say, you know what? We don't take ourselves very seriously. We like to have fun here. But we take what we do here very seriously.
Right.
And we don't abuse customers. We love our customers up. We treat people with respect. And that is non-negotiable. So right. I talk to them about being happy and having fun while my eyebrows are a little bit lowered.
Right. And I think you mentioned respect a couple of times in our conversation. And I think people really misconstrue and misunderstand respect. Because being disrespectful, in my world, is also being defined as not being direct and candid and specific with people, because you're letting them sort of hang themselves, right? And you're not setting them up for success from the very beginning. So if I'm candid and direct, some people feel that's disrespectful. And what I've created is this little model, this little Venn diagram where the sweet spot, the real target that leaders, organizational leaders have to shoot for when they're communicating is communicating promptly, directly, and respectfully. And those three can live and work together when you communicate properly.
Say those three again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
It's prompt, direct, and respectful.
Yeah.
And so you should be communicating at the first most appropriate time, I'd say within 24, 48 hours of an incident or something or a behavior, and do it respectfully and framing the conversation in the right way in the best interest of the other individual. So they get it and they buy into it.
Which could include the venue, the environment that you do it in, right? Whether it be in your office or or in their place or whatever, right?
Exactly, right. Or, you know,
and obviously not in front of others.
Exactly, in a private setting, or, you know, and are you are you side by side with them on the conference room and as an equal, or are you sitting behind this big desk?
Right.
And they're just supplicating in
and
front
you
of
may, you. And you may want to do, depending on what's going on, right? You may want to be on the other side of the desk.
Depending on the tone you want to set,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Give us one last one. We got a minute or so.
Yep. The last one, number five, is a lack of transparency. Because business owners like to hold on to their stuff. They feel that, you know, the employees just should do their job. They don't need to understand and know the nuts and bolts and the numbers of the business, the financials. But if you open up the books a little bit and show them financials and how the company makes money and how their role in the company helps the company make money, you'll get greater buy-in and, quote, ownership of the person doing their job by giving them a little more transparency into how the company functions instead of just keeping them in a hole.
That's the issue with a lot of small businesses. How much do I open up to my employees and how much do I guard? Some things you want to guard. But most small businesses err on the side of guarding too much.
Exactly. Yep. So those are the five. And if you want to get people to take ownership of their job, give them some, quote, ownership of the financials of the business, how it functions, and how their role contributes to that.
And you can release financial information without releasing all financial information. You can give
absolutely.
Them enough to operate on, to especially in their assignment, without giving them everything. Give us the website one more time, Skip.
It's www.yourchampionshipcompany.com.
All right. Hey, Skip, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Skip Weissman, ladies and gentlemen. That's E before I, and when you spell his name. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.